Good morning, this is Daz on the Cat, the Tune and the Red. And it's time for our new Music Monday panel. We do this just about every other Monday where we get some new songs that are just been released and we get our say on them. We have a music panel joining us this morning. We've got Noah, who's out in Spain. Good morning, Noah.
Morning.
How are we doing? We all right?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for having me.
What's the temperature like over there at the moment?
Very hot, actually.
All right, okay. It's Ted from The Breakfast Show. Ted, what's the weather like over there? Good morning.
It's beautiful. Good morning, Daz. It's almost as beautiful as yourself, mate. A glorious 22 degrees, blue skies. Couldn't be happier.
We had nearly that over the weekend, didn't we? And John, finally, John, are you somewhere exotic this morning? Good morning.
Morning, absolutely beautiful. I'm in sunny Scarborough, the home of all great music. How are
brilliant.
You, Darren?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. So this is our new Music Monday panel. We've got three songs to get through, and we've got a bonus song as well. But before we do, let's get some musical credentials. Noah, what was the last gig that you went to?
The last gig I went to was a very long time ago, and it was when Ed Sheeran came to Lisbon in Portugal. It was very good.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Wow. Amazing. Ted, what was the last gig you went to?
I went to see two members of Bad Company playing in rock bar Savino in Larnaca in Cyprus.
Brilliant. I bet that was a good night.
Absolutely awesome night. Proper musos. Brilliant.
And John, you were a big gig goer. What was the last one you went to?
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I went to see a band called The Lottery Winners. We saw them supporting Frank Turner a while ago and thought they were so good. Best support band I've ever seen. So we've been to see them in their own gigs. And they're pretty impressive.
Nice one. All right, let's get going. We're going to kick things off with Benson Boone. You'll remember Benson Boone from Beautiful Things. He's back with his new album and his new single. The album's called Fireworks and Rollerblades, and this is his new single, Cry.
I tried to hide it through the silence while I played along. I'm welling up behind my eyelids when I'm holding on to the so badly, I hate it. And I wish that all of
No. That doesn't feel right. Maybe speed it up. Yeah. That's nice.
I really hate the way you think that you can get away.
Benson Boone is a singer-songwriter hailing from Monroe, Washington, USA. After first sharing his music on social media in 2021, he auditioned for Series 19 of American Idol. Then he went on to withdraw from the competition after making the top 20. Benson Boone, did he make you cry, Noah?
It was a very good song, actually. I really liked it. The start of it was very interesting because it went from a nice, slow, upbeat tune to then going into quite a catchy song, I think. His vocals are very good, I think, and he'll enjoy Matthew to it.
Very good. Ted, what did you reckon to Benson Boone?
Lovely, lovely range. I love the sound of his voice. Really, really nice. One of those tracks that I listen to, you know, I think it's a grower. I think you have to be patient with it. I think it builds. You get that big payoff with the big chorus right towards the end. I've got to admit, I really like that.
Very good. And John, what would you reckon to Benson Boone's Cry?
I thought it was a good tune. I love his voice. Really good. I actually preferred the false start pace. I'd quite like to hear the full version of that song. But the one that we heard anyway had plenty in it to keep you listening. All well done, and it made me want to hear more from him. So potential hit for me, that one could be.
Very good. I really enjoyed it as well. I'm a massive fan of Beautiful Things, play that a lot on the show. His voice is something else. It really is. It's incredible. And this one, it sort of teases you as it gets going, and it teases you a little bit more that it's going to go somewhere, and then has this wonderful explosion and then keeps going. I think it's a great, great song. I don't know if it's as good as Beautiful Things, but I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm going to kick things off and give Benson Boone an 8 this morning. Noah, how many would you give him out of 10?
I would also give him a generous 8. He was very good.
Oh, very good. Ted?
Solid 8, yeah, absolutely.
Very good. And John, what did you reckon?
Well, I'd like to be individual, but I'm going to give him an 8 as well.
Brilliant. So a score of 32 for Benson Boone and his Cry. Next up, we have got Hosier, Ireland's own Andrew Hosier Byrne, better known for Hosier. He is back with his new song, This Is Too Sweet. Hosier Byrne from Ireland. This is from his newly released EP, Unheard. This is four tracks that come out of a recent release after his full-length album last summer. Four-song project serves as a final taster of his creative interpretation of Dante's Inferno and the Nine Circles of Hell. Ted, did that take you to hell?
Slowly but surely it did, yeah. To be honest, unlike the Benson Boone track, there was no payoff for me. It was a decent melody, but it just failed to ignite. It ain't no Take Me to Church, let's put it that way. It's, a little bit disappointing with this one, I've got to admit.
All right. John, what did you reckon to Hosier's Too Sweet?
Well, my daughter is a big Hosier fan and keeps telling me how great he is. The fangirls all love to talk about sophisticated lyrics, but this one was like a long and complicated way of saying it's not you, it's me. I like his voice, but it was just more and more of the same to me. It'll probably be a hit anywhere, but I wasn't excited by it, I'm afraid.
All right, thank you, John. Noah, what did you reckon? Was it too sweet?
I disagree with everyone else. I think it was a really good song. I already heard it before today. I think it has a really good bass line, a catchy chorus, and I think it's just a good summer vibe song, to be honest.
Right, very good. It really caught your summer vibe, Noah. Thank you very much for that. I thought it was all right. I expected more from it, and when it started, it had some nice recurring melodies that kept coming through. And then as I'm listening to it more, I'm thinking, there's so much around that sounds like this at the moment. You know, that guitar, you know, it's building to something. You know, Benson Boone does it very well. Nice melody. And then I expected it to go somewhere, and it just didn't. It fell a bit flat and a bit average for me. I didn't find it as catchy as Noah did. I can hear there's a chorus there, and they've obviously worked hard on it. But it didn't really catch me. I thought it was a bit too sickly sweet, I'm going to do a pun on it. So I'm going to give I'm going to give it a 5. Ted, what did you reckon?
On account of it having a decent melody, I'm going to go slightly higher than you with a generous 6.
Okay, 6. John?
I was torn between 6 and 7. Can you give a half?
No halves allowed. No half measures.
Then
it's our show.
I upset my daughter.
Okay, well, you upset
upset
your daughter.
My daughter and give it 6.
All right, give it 6.
There you go, just a 6. Sorry,
Rosia. That's all right. And
take
Noah.
That one back to church.
but I see what you've done there. Yeah, good. Noah, what do you reckon?
I'm ending it with a 9. I really enjoyed it.
Wow, a 9. Fantastic. That's what I love about this panel. Everybody's got different tastes, haven't they? And that gives a score of 26. For Hosier and Too Sweet. Our third song this morning is the latest release from Take That. This is their release before their big tour that they're just about to embark on, that starts in Sheffield on the 13th of April. This is called You and Me.
We gotta mend this damage. We gotta cross this ocean. We gotta lift this load. Speed up slow motion. We gotta hold these weapons. Wake up intentions. We gotta find some hope. And on we go. We can't play down. We gotta light it up. On this higher ground, we're gonna find us. So when your whole world moves, it's the color of light. There's no clear blue skies, only black and white. And there's no damn feeling in your heart tonight. No, there's no one saying it's gonna be alright. And you're looking round corners with nothing to see. And forever in places you don't wanna be. It's enough to give up, but you have to believe that it all comes down to you and me.
Take That and You and Me, and it says here that they've delighted fans by releasing this new single. It is all about preparation for their new massive tour that they're doing around the UK. They're coming up to Middlesbrough at the Riverside Stadium on Friday the 24th of May, so not very far away on the This Life tour. We'll start with John on this one. You and Me, did it do it for you?
Well, you know, I like Take That. I've been to see them live. I mean, my street cred may go down, but they were fantastic live.
Yeah, they know how to put on a show.
Some really good songs. But it had all the classic Take That formula. It was nicely written, good chord progressions, nice harmonies. But a bit like you said about one of the other songs, it was building up to a big finish, and it didn't. It never went there. So I mean, I liked it, but not really a classic for me, I'm afraid. Yeah. Maybe it needs more repeat listenings, but on that, not one of their best songs.
Okay, thanks for that, John. Noah, what did you reckon to You and Me?
I completely agree with John. I think it was a good song. I've seen them live before, and I think they've come out with better songs, but the Gary Barlow main singer was... it was good, and I think it was something that my parents would enjoy listening to be honest.
But not you.
Not me.
Okay, fair enough. And Ted,
yeah.
Go on.
Soundtrack to a menopause. It was just awful. I really didn't like it at all.
Tell us what you really think.
I thought it was formulaic. I thought it was dull. It's time to stop. There's only three of you left. Get the hint. Honestly, it's time to pack in. Go and enjoy your retirement. Because that's just like, I don't know, it would do a disservice to call it Benidorm Holiday Entertainment. And that's a disservice to people in Benidorm.
Okay, thank you for that, Ted. I wouldn't maybe go as far as Ted, but I think I agree with most people there that Take That have had better songs than this. My instant reaction to it was very much what John said at the start, was this. I think this is the Take That formula for a song. This is typical Gary's writing. I think, you know, Gary's written some amazing songs over the years, not for a good while though, and this isn't one of them. I think this is just a cash-in for the tour. Well, they think it'll get some radio airplay. I like it. I like the chorus. Do I love it? No. So I'm going to kick things off and I'm going to give it a 6. John?
Yeah, I'll be a bit more generous and I'll go with a 7 because I didn't hate it, but... yeah, it wasn't their best song, I'm afraid.
Yep. Noah?
I'm going to agree with you, Daz, and give it a 6.
Okay. Ted?
I'm going to give it a 4 out of the goodness of my heart.
I was going to say that. I think you're being generous there. Take That. And You and Me scores 23 on our new Music Monday panel. If you want to get involved in the panel, just like these three have done, all you need to do is just drop us a WhatsApp, 0330 043 2002, and it could be you next week reviewing the latest releases. All right, normally we just do three songs. We have got a bonus song. It's Beyoncé. She's back again from her country album, Cowboy Carter. This is Jolene.
Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Jolene, 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 don't take the chance because you think you can. Takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene.
Beyoncé from her new album Cowboy Carter. That was Jolene there. A lot of talk about this song in the press, a lot of negativity. Lily Allen calls Beyoncé weird for a decision to cover this classic. It's been described as strange for Beyoncé to tackle a new genre and choose the biggest song in that genre to cover. Another big song departure, the fact that she's messed about with the lyrics. Some people are not very happy at all. Start with Noah on this one. What did you think, Jolene?
I didn't really enjoy this song, to be honest. Ooh. I just don't think it was really Beyoncé's style of music that I enjoy listening to. I'm not a big country music listener in the first place, and I just think she made it worse for me.
Okay, all right. That's fair enough indeed. Ted, what did you reckon? Jolene?
I think this is the worst thing to happen to a dolly since the Annabelle horror movies, to be honest. It's just awful. It was a needless change of lyrics in there. Just because things aren't going well with Jay-Z and the household doesn't mean you have to come out with horrible music like that to punish the rest of us. It's dire. It's absolutely Danny Dyer.
Oh, dear me. John, did Jolene do it for you?
Well, I was just listening to what Ted was just saying there. I didn't think it was that good, to be honest. I think changing genre. Sing from a different genre, great. Singer who's got a good voice, great. And then put all that together and you came out with that. Why? There was no need to change the letter. Just no, I can't bear it. Jolene, no lean.
Oh, very good.
Hats love off. That.
I have to agree with you. Texas Hold'em, I thought, was quite refreshing when she came out with that. And obviously, it's been played to death. It's played everywhere. It's been on the number one UK playlist for the past 3 months or so. I had a little listen to the album, which I thought was okay, and then I heard this and I thought, what are you doing messing with this? And it's not a nostalgia thing about, you know, the original, you shouldn't mess with the original. Well, you shouldn't mess with this song. You know, it was an absolute classic, and I can see what she's trying to do, like Ted say, bring, you know, the whole what's been going on with her life into the lyrics. No, just don't do that. I'm appalled by it, and I'm going to give it a 2, and that's because it's Beyoncé, and she's amazing, but not this time. Noah?
I'm going to be a bit nicer than you and give her a 3.
Okay. Ted?
I think it's a score that aptly represents what I think of the song. It's a solid number 2.
Very good. And John?
Yeah, that was dire. That was awful. I'm sorry. I think even giving it 1 is a bit generous, so... There you go. I'll be kind and give it 1.
Okay. That's a grand total of 6, our lowest ever score on our new Music Monday panel. How about that? So our record of the week is Benson Boone and Cry. Thank you so much, gentlemen, this morning for giving us your time on our new music panel. It's now over to you. You can now have your say. Let us know what you think of each of the songs, 033-043-2002, or get yourself onto our socials where you can hear all the songs again and download our new Music Monday panel as a podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Our record of the week is Benson Boone and Cry. Thank you, gents. What are you doing for the rest of the day? Noah, what are you up to today?
I'm going to drumming practice later. Thank you very much.
Okay. Ted, what are you up to today?
I'm going to wrap presents because it's Mrs. Ted's birthday tomorrow, so yeah, I'll be spending time doing that.
Very good. And John, what are you up to today?
Oh, we're visiting some old friends while we're in the area. Going to just have a nice night out and not listen to anything that sounds like Beyoncé's version of Jolene.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a lovely, lovely Monday, and we'll see you again next time on our new music panel. Here it is, Benson Boone and Cry.
I tried to hide it through the silence while I played along. I'm welling up behind my eyelids when I'm holding on to the rage so badly I hate. And I wish that all of...
No. That doesn't feel right. Maybe, speed it up.
Yeah. That's nice.
I really hate the way you think that you can get away by blaming all your stupid problems on your mental state. I'm tired of burnt out lives. Oh.
time. I should really try to calm my mind and see things from your side. Or maybe you can cry, cry. Go ahead and ruin someone else's life. Cry, cry. Go fuck somebody else so I can sleep at night. Go ahead and ruin someone else's life. Someone else's.